words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be not always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, nobody ever promised that life would be easy. Miss Anson, who was my biology teacher in the first form, made quite clear to us what the characteristics of life are. Life eats and excretes. But the most important aspect of life was that it was irritable. So life is not easy. The Buddha said it as well. Life is pain. Cheap glory is earned by people who earn it effortlessly off the backs of others, which is why earthly empire building in any sense is never an unmixed blessing. Faced with the allegations of his accusers, however, Jesus says that his kingdom is not of this kind. Now, I don't normally carry a notebook and a pen with me when I'm sitting in the congregation listening to other people's sermons. So a sermon has to be pretty memorable for me to go home and write it down. Anyway, I did find this in one of my notebooks that I keep for memorable quotes. It came from a sermon by a bishop at a confirmation service. Must be more than 10 years ago now. And the bishop said this. He said, "There is glory in the Christian faith, the faith you are about to affirm in your confirmation vows. But that glory is not ever available at the expense of others. It is available, however, to those who follow Christ. It may be that we will have to suffer something for our faith. But for all of us, the important thing to know is that whatever our walk in life is, we should follow Him." So, that's what he said. Now, just as across the Middle East and North Africa right now, it is really hard for some Christians. So it has always been true that in every age and place, it has been difficult for some Christians. It may cost us something to follow him. But it's always worth it because the grace of God is with us. And this morning in our Eucharist, in our readings particularly, we are exploring how the glory of God is revealed in our lives by looking at how it was revealed and continues to this day to be revealed in the death and resurrection of Jesus. And as you saw in our second reading, it goes right from birth right through to death. The grace never deserts us. And you never know when or how God is going to call you and what he's going to call you to. I was a very happy sixth former doing my science and my technology, and I didn't know that God was calling me to something else. I was this sixth former, and it wasn't until my form master, a physics teacher, not the RE master, a physics teacher, took me aside one day and pointed out to me the plain, obvious fact that I belonged to God and was destined to be this. Bit of a shock, but there we were. But then, of course, it became obvious. And there are others who've done really remarkable things, even though they didn't know that they were going to be expected to. I read this story about 150 years ago in the Hawaiian Islands. No one cared that there were lepers there. It came as a surprise to me that such a disease had existed in such an idyllic setting. Anyway, as you might imagine, 150 years ago, people were terrified of those who suffered from this dreaded disease. They were so frightened of catching it that they caught the lepers and drove them out of their homes and even off the island where they lived. The lepers were taken to a special island, an isolated island called Molokai, where they were abandoned on the beach and left to their own devices to live, to suffer, to die. One man was so moved to do what he could. He was the Catholic priest, Father Damien. He went to that island and was shocked at the state of them all. He found there a collection of filthy, ramshackle huts housing over 800 lepers and suspected lepers. Many were helpless, weak, unable to do anything. Yet in their troubles, they had actually built a ramshackle little chapel, a church. So Damien set to work. He encouraged those who were able to tidy up the mess they lived in, to build better homes and to provide a decent water supply for themselves. And for 13 years he stayed with those lepers. And in the end, of course, inevitably, I suppose, he caught the disease himself. And he took that as a blessing. He said he was proud and privileged to be one of them. They wanted him to leave Molokai and to get medical attention elsewhere, but he refused. Even as he lay dying, he gave his blankets to others who needed them. He continued to show his love of others to the very end. He showed by his love that they were not without dignity, they were not without hope, and that the glory of God was as much for them as for others whom the world had not rejected. So now let us look at those words in our gospel reading this morning. Our gospel this morning is set at a crucial moment in the narrative. In just the verse before, John had reminded his readers that Judas Iscariot had just left the company. He was off to betray Jesus. In a very telling way, John declares Judas went out and it was night. Judas Iscariot chose to go out into the dark rather than to stay with Jesus, the light of the world. Note, however, that Jesus does not exclude Judas. Judas walks away from Jesus and excludes himself. Judas excused himself from the company and went out into the dark. Jesus knew what Judas was about to do, and yet he didn't stop him. Jesus never forces any of us to stay against our will. The choice is always ours. The dark clouds had been building, and what was about to happen could easily be predicted. There was already a price on Jesus' head. Jesus wanted the disciples not to lose heart, but to see that through the events that followed, the glory of God was about to be revealed. The glory of Jesus is revealed on the cross. Jesus lays down his life for all who are willing to be his friends. St. Paul tells us that it was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. We didn't deserve it. He gave it as a gift to us. Glory is seen through the willing sacrifice of his life for our lives. Glory is seen in lives like that of Father Damien and others. The glory of the Father is revealed in that he gave his Son for our salvation. It's not always easy to understand that, and Christians have different ways of expressing how that might work. Suffice it to say for now that God cares for the world. He cares about the state of the world. God is not unmoved by our troubles and our sorrows. God loves us so much that he would go to extremes to help us and reveal his love. This is the love that is seen on the cross, yet was there for us to see in the world all along, since the first humans even thought about this, that glory, that grace was there to be seen. And in Jesus, indeed, it was seen right from his conception and his birth, right through to his resurrection and ascension. God's glory awaits in all creation. God will glorify Jesus in that the cross is not the end. Death is not the end. Jesus wins the victory over death. In the cross, the glory of God is revealed, but it is revealed again in the resurrection and the ascension. Soon the disciples will be separated from Jesus, but it is only for a little while. This farewell is only for a moment, because as part of his bequest, Jesus leaves the disciples a commandment. The commandment is that you love one another as I have loved you. And it is by this that others will know that we are his disciples, by our love for one another. If this is how our discipleship is measured and how our life is measured, we need take heed how we react to one another. Amen.